Bezrat Hashem, with Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Emuna Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled, Do What You Can, and it's food for thought about doing a mitzvah under difficult circumstances, and in particular, preparing for Passover and performing Seder night during the challenging time of the coronavirus pandemic. First, I want to share a story with you about Rabbi Meir Shapira of Lublin, who was known as the Lublinerov, or Maram Lublin. Rabbi Meir was a direct descendant of Rabbi Pinchas Koritzer, who was a disciple of the Holy Baal Shem Tov, founder of the Hasidic movement. Rabbi Meir was a genius, and he mastered the entire Talmud and many other parts of the Torah. But more than his brilliance, he was a warm and humanistic and caring poisek. Although he never had children, and he died at the young age of 46 in 1933, before World War II, his prodigious accomplishments included the foundation of the Daf Yomi program worldwide, that began in 1923, and the prestigious Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. Well, the Lubliner Rav once visited the sick in a local hospital. In one of the rooms, there was a Jewish man who was paralyzed from the neck down. A young rabbi who accompanied the Lubliner Rav at the time, he first entered the sick man's room and he told him that the famed Rabbi Meir Shapira, the rabbi of Lublin, was here to visit. Well, the man wanted to sit up erect in bed, but he couldn't. So with tears streaming down his face, the paralyzed man said to Lubliner Rav, Rebbe, I'm so honored that you should visit me. Well, the Lubliner Rav asked, then why are you crying? The sick man said, I can't hold the tears back, Rebbe, because I want to honor you by at least sitting up erect in bed, but I can't even do that. And this, how can I honor you? This is honor of the Torah. Well, Rabbi Meir said, can you smile? He says, yes, I can, Rebbe, I can smile. Then he flashed the rabbi a great big smile. So Rabbi Meir said, my friend, this is all Hashem expects of you. And I'm delighted at the way you're honoring me because this is the utmost of your ability and you're doing this with the utmost sincerity. I feel the warmth of your smile. Well, that might sound to you like an insignificant story, but Rabbi Shmuel Vosner, Rabbi Shmuel Levi Vosner of saintly and blessed memory, who was one of Maram Lublin's most prized students, who later continued Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin in Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, in Bnei Brak, he used to tell this story. And it's really very deep. It's got a deep moral to it. We learn here that if Hashem gives a person limitations, then Hashem certainly doesn't have complaints about that person because he can't fulfill a mitzvah beyond those limitations. The limitations came from Hashem. Hashem gave them to you. Well, many people are persecuting themselves because they can't prepare for Pesach and they can't observe Passover this year without all the stringencies that they're accustomed to. Well, you should know full well that it's Hashem who has taken away our ability to do many of the things that we normally do in preparing for Passover, and it's Hashem who has forced all the young couples that they can't celebrate Passover with their parents, they have to do a Seder by themselves, and it's Hashem who's given us all these limitations. The same Hashem, the same loving Father in heaven that took away our ability to do all the stringencies, he doesn't expect the stringencies from us. Especially when so many of us are in lockdown. Why are we in lockdown? Because Hashem wants us to be in lockdown. And we don't have the goods and the money at our disposal that we normally have. The stores aren't open. And even if the stores are open, like in Eretz Yisrael, there's no eggs left on the market. What is that? Hashem limited that. But what does Hashem want us to do? What's Hashem expect from us? Hashem wants us to prepare a joyous Passover with the wherewithal, with the ways and means that he gives us. But just like that paralyzed man that greeted Maram Lublin, there's one thing we all can do, and that is smile. So rather than complain about the difficulties, let's do what we can, especially since the Arizal teaches us that the most important aspect of fulfilling a mitzvah is to do what we can, to do what we enjoy. And that's what Hashem wants from us. We all have the choice to do a mitzvah with joy or do with a big frown on our face and complain about ourselves. Hashem's not complaining about us. We're complaining about ourselves. But why complain about ourselves when Hashem doesn't have a complaint about us? The only thing Hashem wants us to do this year in Pesach is to do it with joy. And the only thing Hashem wants us to do this year on Seder night is to have a Seder with joy. So with that joy in our Seder observance, in our mitzvah observance, in our Passover observance. May Hashem give us a joyous, happy, and healthy Pesach. Amen. God bless.